Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Today's a special day for me, and so I just wanted to talk about it a little bit and shed some lights onto some of the health aspects that I'm usually talking about. Well, Javier and I are celebrating our 39th anniversary today, and I feel so blessed, so grateful, happy, and I feel like I'm living in bliss. So, did you actually know that there is a stigmatism or there is a name or something, an idea attached to every year of your anniversary? I just looked at it and it's so amazing. There is a chart out there and it says the first anniversary is your paper anniversary, the second a cotton anniversary, the third a leather anniversary, the fourth silk anniversary, fifth wood anniversary, sixth iron, seven bronze, eight electric, nine ceramic, 10 tin anniversary, 11 steel anniversary, 12 linen anniversary, 13 lace anniversary, 14 ivory anniversary, 15 crystal anniversary, and then it changes. From then on, it's every 5 years. So I said 15 crystal, 20 china anniversary, 25 silver anniversary, 30th pearl anniversary, 35 coral anniversary, 40th ruby anniversary. So we're just 1 year shy of ruby. And I'm going to tell you more about that. 45 is sapphire anniversary. 50th is golden anniversary. 55 jade and 60 diamond. So all out of those different anniversaries that I just read down, I knew of the silver on the 25th and the 50th as gold. I didn't know any of the others. So I thought that was rather interesting. So what I was talking about at the very beginning, that there is a stigmatism or some thought or idea attached to each anniversary, I was thinking about the seventh, where many people say, it's over, I can't do this anymore. So seven seems to be an incredible anniversary. And in my opinion, I remember we had some struggles, but we decided we're going to work through it. And we did. And yeah, that's why we're up to 39 now. The 30th quite often is where couples reevaluate whether or not to stay together. If there's a midlife crisis, men need younger women, more physically beautiful as their wives have aged, look a bit tired, might not have the energy anymore they used to have when they were dating. What has changed? And I have to say that it's very important we do not take each other for granted. Instead, we appreciate each other daily. Look at the inside of your wife. What all she doing? How she loved you, supported you, raised the children, cleaned the house, and so forth. Do you know that a mom's job is never done? Science has shared, and I've seen that and said it once before, that a mom usually has 26 tasks she gets done before she even drops the children off at school or puts them on the school bus or whatever. By getting up early, making sure the clothes are laid out for the children, making sure they had their dressed and their faces are washed and their hair is combed and their teeth are brushed and they had their breakfast and they have their shoes on and they have their schoolwork in the backpack so they won't forget anything, and their homework was done. And it goes on and on and on. That's in the morning, 26 things before the children are off to school. Then during the day, mom either works at home or from home, or she goes to her job, depending on what's happening there in that family. But when she is home at night and the children are home, after dinner once that's done, fixed and ready to eat, mom, when the children go to bed, mom has to start cleaning up the house, doing the laundry, folding the laundry, putting everything away, getting lunch ready for the next day and putting it in the refrigerator so it doesn't go bad. And she can just grab it in the morning and give it to the children to put in their backpack to go to school. Can you hear it? Can you hear the importance of what a mom is all doing? And so in my opinion, giving up on a person who's doing so much just because that person doesn't look as amazing anymore as she did before. However, her inner beauty has grown so much. Yeah, and I have a friend who wrote a book, Beauty Within. And it's amazing that, you know, when the inner beauty really, really shines, it comes through to the outer beauty, and we have it all. I mean, it's just amazing. And a woman is so strong for dealing with all these things. And quite often, the hubby, and mine is excluded because he is not like that at all. He comes home, he can be exhausted, he still comes home. He either washes the dishes after dinner, or he helps fix something, or he goes and buries the organic in a garden. I mean, he always, always, always helps out. When I don't have time for the laundry, he does the laundry, washing and drying. And then he just lets me know so I can fold the stuff and put it away, because he doesn't do that. He might separate it and put his stuff on his side, and then he might give me my stuff to put away the way I want it. But he is always, always, always willing to help out, because since we took care of his father for 6 years, and that was an emotional and physical strain on us, but we enjoyed it and we learned so much, and we love each other much more now than we did before, because we got to learn so much with his father, that it is just, it's even unspoken. I don't even have to say anything. When he sees it, he just does it. Or sometimes it is, honey, how was your day? Can you tell me what happened? And I go, why? And he goes, well, I see that you didn't get to da-da-da-da-da. And he tells me what he says. Would you like to have some help? I mean, those are such amazing things. And this after 39 years. Honestly, guys, I can't wait till we have our 50th. Because I am so excited. I'm so in love with my husband. And I know he's in love with me. So I just wanted to share this, that people know an anniversary is not just an anniversary. It actually reflects on the effort, on the love, on the appreciation, on the respect, on everything you put in to that relationship to last that long. And when you do it, it just keeps on getting better and better and better. And not everything depends on the same stuff. The focus shifts a little bit to a higher value, higher standard, and more love and appreciation. So I just want to say, let's love each other, care for each other, share, respect, appreciate each other, be grateful for all we have, and to be there for one another. So if you know of anyone who needs help in getting a healthy body, healthy mind, or healthy finances, let me know so I can help. You can email me the contact information and what the person needs help with, if you know it, to dythomson@gmail.com. That's dythomson@gmail.com. Or you can text me or voicemail me to 562-335-4956. And I said text or voicemail. I do not answer the phone when I don't know who's calling. And when I do take phone calls, the calls are scheduled, so I know I have time to actually listen and to serve and not to multitask and not be focused. So my thing is, when I say you can call me, then I want to make sure I'm 100% present to take that call. So anyway, I just wanted to share all those things, and also that I will not be on next week. I'm not sure if I'm going to be on the following week, July 4th, I think. Let me just double check. July 4th, I'm not sure if I'm going to be on because I'm leaving for out of country, 9 hours time difference, and I will be back on July 3rd in the evening, but that's kind of like in the early morning where I came from at that time, and so I'm not sure if I'm going to be ready for July 4th, but definitely July 11th, and it's going to be all fun, it's going to be interesting, and I can give you a little update. So the reason why I'm going this time, it's all about family and friends. And my mom just turned 89 at the beginning of the month. My brother just turned 71 just a few days ago. Actually, exactly a week ago. Today, my husband and I are having our 39th anniversary. And on the 30th, my niece is getting married. So there's so many things to celebrate. That's why I'm going home for a little bit to go celebrate everything in 1 week to have fun. But it's going to be a little bit hard on the body with jet lag and stuff with 9 hours time difference and an 11 to 12 hour nonstop flight both ways. So that's why I wanted to share today that we are happy and healthy and we still get to do that. We appreciate one another. We support one another. My husband has a lot of challenges at work right now, and whenever he's on a project and thinks he gets to finish it, somebody dumps something else in his lap that seems to be more important to them than to let my hubby finish what he's working on. So it's kind of challenging. However, he is the king of mastering challenges, and I am so blessed to have a husband who always finds a good solution for no matter what. So anyways, I think that's it for today. Again, this has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, because when you have those three full circle, balanced, happy, and healthy, you can make it through your marriage for just about anything. Never go to bed angry at night. Talk it out, make up, and then go to bed and sleep well. And forgive one another. It's not for their sake, but it's for your own sake so you feel better and you don't harbor any ill feelings because those only make you sick. You want to be healthy. You want to be happy. And I wish you, for right now, for the next 2 weeks, best of health. And I do look forward to get some emails with contact information for people that I get to help or at least contact and give them a 30-minute free health assessment to see if indeed it is within my qualifications that I can help them. So that's it for right now. I just realized I do not have the free gift in there, the 30-minute health assessment, but that counts. I have said it. It's because my last transcript just wiped out 10 seconds before it was saved. So I had to retype it. Anyhow, I wish everybody a most amazing summer. Keep happy, healthy. And if you have any questions, email me or text me or voicemail me. And you take care of yourself as I will take care of myself. And we'll talk again in 2 weeks, maximum 3 weeks again. Take care and have fun. Bye now.